What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAMUSA, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who will join us on our third hour every Friday with her unique perspective on the world. So what do you want to talk about first?
Well, we have been getting a lot of carping about Russia threat, Russia threat, Russia threat. And today from antiwar.com came a very brilliant article by Justin Raimondo, whose work I respect. And it's called Forget the Russian Threat. Mexico is our real problem. And the reason why that is that the cartels control the southern neighbor. Now, we barely hear a word, Michael, about journalists who are getting into the relationships between the Mexican government and the Mexican cartels, and how the government, areas of government, uses the cartels as banks, literally.
Yes.
And I remember...
Just like the United States with the CIA.
Yeah, you're hello.
With the exception of that show that History Channel is getting ready to do about the drug crisis in America... You get very little reporting in the corporate media about how the CIA was tangled up in drug running going back at least to Vietnam.
And this is terrible. I mean, the journalists who are really attempting to do the honorable thing and report on this are getting killed. About 98% of these homicides are going unsolved.
And, like Gary Webb.
Yeah, and please don't get me started on the MS-13.
Yes.
Oh, you know, that is causing terrible troubles. Now, I know that it's Central American, but some of it is in Mexico as well.
And it's here in the United States.
Yeah,
it's come on in through those open borders.
Yeah. Also, I find myself more than a little bit annoyed. Not in a way that's going to make me uncivil, mind you.
Okay.
But
this is
annoyed.
Radio.
I know, this is radio.
We don't say bad words.
No, we don't. I think them sometimes, but I do not say them. Apparently, speaking to the House Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was asked about whether or not the Trump administration's policy is one of trying to impose regime change on Iran. While Tillerson insisted that the specifics are still being evolved, he did confirm the goal of regime change in Iran. And, you know, I have a double Picard based upon moment reading this, because why does there seem to be such huge bloodlust, Mike, on the part of the deep state of the unhinged surveilled states of America to go with war to Russia, which an attack against Iran will almost inevitably lead?
Well, you need to remember the issue with Iran is that Iran refuses private central banking.
Right, I know.
And Iran is a major exporter of oil and refuses to sell it only for the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
And that, of course, was the reason for the regime change in both Iraq and Libya.
Yeah.
Again, it's all about whose brand of ink and paper we're all going to be slaves to.
Yeah. And there's also the other issue of what's on Israel's to-do list for the United States, mind you. Israel wants to see Iran regime changed, but constantly insists that this only happened through the shedding of American blood and American money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There was a comment by the Russian Defense Ministry, and you touched on this a little earlier today, that the U.S. may attack Syrian troops with multiple rocket launchers because they have been moved from Jordan to the military base, which is an illegal military base, near the city of Al-Tanf, 18 kilometers from the Jordanian border. And according to the Russian Defense Ministry, and they said it in such a coy way, the deployment of any foreign weapons to Syria's territory should be agreed upon with this country's government.
Well, the Syrian government has not agreed with anything belonging to the United States being anywhere inside their territory or flying over their airspace. again, this is the U.S. acting unilaterally to insert themselves into some other country. And again, this idea that the U.S. is there to fight the war on terror against ISIS and al-Qaeda is a dodge. They are there to regime change Syria again so that Syria's oil is sold only for the U.S. dollar.
And I have to speculate. I don't know what the Vegas odds on this are, but I have to wonder how much longer Vlad Putin is going to allow these attacks to continue. He's been very careful and cautious.
Yes.
But, Michael, isn't there a point with the Russian government and the Russian sense of itself in the world where he is going to feel like he has to act?
There's going to be a point at where that's going to happen. I'm sure that the hardliners in Russia's government are already out there saying, war with the United States is coming. Let's just go ahead and, you know, and crank it up.
Yeah.
Putin, again, he's the only adult in the room of all these world leaders. He was able to defuse Syria over the chemical weapons issue, and the U.S. is still in there trying to get rid of Assad, proving that it really wasn't about the chemical weapons at all.
Never.
It never was. It's again, it's about the oil.
I'd like to pop on over to Yemen, which is as close to a complete catastrophe as one can imagine. Yemen cholera toll nears 1,000 as humanity loses out to politics. Oh, do we have a shout-out?
Yes, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and the melodious voice you are listening to is that of the lovely Lady Claire.
Yes, and I was mentioning that apparently the Yemen cholera toll is nearing 1,000 as humanity loses out to politics. Now, Yemen at this point is a war-devastated, impoverished country. And this gentleman is saying, time is running out to save people who are being killed or being starved, and now you have cholera as well, adding to that complication. This was a quote from Jamie McGoldrick, a UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen. And he goes on to say, we are struggling because of the lack of resources. We need some action immediately, he said at a press conference in the Jordanian capital. Now, they've updated figures of more than 130,000 suspected cases and 970 deaths, with women and children accounting for half the numbers. Now,
I want to make a comment here.
Yeah.
Knowing that the United States government is already using banned chemical weapons like white phosphorus,
right?
It is not beyond reason to wonder if this cholera outbreak is in fact a form of biological warfare.
Weaponized.
And what you need to first of all, you need to remember the recent history of Yemen. It was about 4 or 5 years ago, there was what was termed a successful intervention in Yemen, where the democratically elected government was brought down and replaced with an installed U.S. puppet regime. And those pesky people of Yemen just decided they wanted to run their own country. And they basically launched a war to kick the puppet regime out and put their own government back on in. And the United States, using Saudi Arabia as a proxy, is going back into Yemen to slap them down and say, look, once you are conquered, you stay conquered, and you will accept your Western puppet rulers, and you will love them. And that's basically what's going on.
And you have, and I posted this to document it at your website, Mike, Yemeni kids have been killed and maimed for life, courtesy of these Saudi bombings, which are being guided by U.S. information. And because of U.S. assistance for Saudi Arabia in their blockading Yemeni ports, which means food can't get through, you have children dying of malnutrition where this never happened before. Oh, and I wanted to mention that Saudi Arabia is using depleted uranium. This has been documented. And, of course, the use of these weapons is causing a predictable, massive uptick in horrible physical and mental deformities in Yemen's newborns.
And also we know that exposure to it is going to cause cancer, leukemia.
Yeah.
It's a weapon that keeps on killing years after it is used.
There, I have to kind of sum this up by saying that there is a brutal ugliness in this criminal U.S. and Saudi war of attrition in Yemen, which barely gets whispered about. But I feel I need to say something, and the reason is, in my perspective, Mike, the consequences are all deliberate. It's not that the Saudis don't understand they are killing children. When you kill children, you kill the future of a country.
That's exactly
right. Someone needs to ask Palestinians about that if they don't believe it.
Yes.
This war is deliberately starving Yemeni children to the point of malnutrition, disease, and death, and deliberately poisoning Yemeni children in the womb with depleted uranium weapons. I feel that I feel I must speak out. And President Trump is completely, absolutely, and horrifically on the wrong side of history here. I can't begin to articulate this. His bromance with the Saudi royals on his first foreign trip was a way to push more American weapons on them. It just really made me sick.
And then we turn around and we sell more weapons
to Qatar.
To Qatar. I'm going to turn your pot down so you can clear your throat for a little bit here. Okay.
All okay. Right. And one thing at which I have to kind of wonder and shake my head, that he and the U.S. and Saudi governments are so morally comfortable with this genocide of Yemeni children reminds me of the story of a statement made by the papal legate at the Catholic Church's siege of the Cathars at Montségur. When information reached him that women and children were also in attendance where the guys were holed up, his response was, "Kill them all. God will find his own."
Yes, the U.S. calls it collateral damage.
No child on this planet to me is collateral damage. Not one.
I agree.
Okay, and on a slightly more hopeful note, apparently the United States and China are meeting next Wednesday on North Korea. Diplomatic and defense chiefs will meet for security dialogue, which will focus on curbing North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. And the people who will be involved will be Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis, as well as China's top diplomat, State Counselor Yang Jiechi, and General Fang Fenghui, who is the Chief of State of the People's Liberation Army, the U.S. State Department said. And this was part of the framework that was set up by President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping during a summit in Florida in April. Now, I am crossing my fingers that something very concrete comes of these talks, and Mike, I will tell you why. During those talks, Xi requested a 100-day grace period on North Korea to see what he could get done. Now, that grace period is ending very end of this month,
yes,
beginning of July, and that'll be over. Unfortunately, Kim Jong-un's rhetoric has not softened against the United States, but in fact, over the last several months, appears to be becoming more threatening rather than less. This has not been helpful.
But the same thing could be said about the U.S. rhetoric toward North Korea.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, both sides are they're having a genitalia measuring contest on this
yes,
one.
Yes, yes.
But again, I would love to see a world without nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply not practical because too many people know how to build these things.
Yep.
In terms of North Korea's ICBMs, again, I maintain that North Korea having nuclear weapons and ICBMs does not guarantee it's just going to haul off and attack somebody, because no nation has attacked another nation with nuclear weapons since the United States nuked Japan.
Yeah.
The whole point of having nuclear weapons and ICBMs is to deter other nations from invading you. That
right.
was certainly the justification for the United States building its nuclear arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will leave us alone or bad things will happen to you.
Yeah.
But the United States has this attitude that we should have the ability to deter other nations from invading us, but no nation should be allowed to have the weaponry to prevent us from invading them. And looking at the recent history of the United States, which is invading country after country after country, regime change after regime change, coup d'etat after coup d'etat, it's very obvious who the aggressor is in this current run-up to a world war.
Yeah. What concerns me is if there is no real resolution with North Korea over its nuclear program at the end of that 100 days, for which Chinese President Xi Jinping asked, we may well be looking again at a war scenario against North Korea. And President Trump may believe that not going ahead with some sort of regional consortium, including South Korea, Japan, and maybe Australia, may cause him to lose face, which is a very critical concept in Asian diplomacy. Mike, what are your thoughts on this?
Thank goodness that Trump is not Asian. But the wild card in all of this, of course, is South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, who has made it very obvious he wants to tone this all down. He wants to reach across the DMZ and talk to Kim Jong-un. And we don't know what he's doing right now, because through our filtered corporate media, all we're hearing is about Kim Jong-un's alarming rhetoric, which could be as much of a fabrication as when they told us that Ahmadinejad wanted to wipe Israel off the map.
Yeah.
We have to always remember that we're working with information fed to us by a corporate media with a track record of lying to us. Remember, I think it was back in March when Mika Brzezinski literally admitted on TV the job of the corporate media is to control what the American people are thinking.
Yeah.
And so we always have to be very skeptical. Somebody just came on out and said we should be very, very cautious about news coming from anonymous sources, and they were trying to imply the internet. But we need to be very cautious about what's coming out of the corporate media, especially with all the recent revelations of how continuously they lie to us and manipulate us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not hearing what Moon Jae-in is trying to do right now. We may be getting, we are getting a very distorted image of Kim Jong-un, as distorted and out of touch with reality as we were getting about Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi. So we have to be very, very cautious that we don't jump to conclusions here. But again, if Moon Jae-in is actually opening diplomatic negotiations with North Korea, that's going to put a big monkey wrench into the U.S. plans of going on in there. And again, the agenda of going into North Korea is to bring us closer to a conflict with China, although China prudently and wisely has come down on the side of saying North Korea is out of control. We're going to try and get it going. But I think Xi Jinping's agenda in trying to get North Korea under control is less about saving North Korea from a war as much as it is saving China from a war.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that entirely. And the basketball player who went to visit, that was funny. Dennis Rodman, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Do you know what he brought Kim Jong-un?
What?
The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Kim Jong-un should read that because, I mean, we have seen Donald Trump is implementing a lot of what's in that book. The problem is, again, that book was written in the context of a business environment. And Donald Trump is now in the world of politics, and the rules are very, very different there.
Very different. We go back over to the Clintons, and there has been a Harvard analyst accusing the Clintons of the largest charity fraud in history.
Imagine my shock.
Yes. Wall Street on Parade reports in a 9-page letter dated yesterday and posted on his blog, Ortel calls the Clintons' charity the largest unprosecuted charity fraud ever attempted, and added for good measure that the Clinton Foundation is part of an international charity fraud whose entire cumulative scale, counting inflows and outflows, approaches and may even exceed $100 billion. Let me run with that figure again, folks. $100 billion. We are talking about a lot of Benjamins with that money, measured from 1997 forward. And he says he has 40 potential areas of fraud or wrongdoing that he plans to expose. Now, I've got to tell you this. I would have a little caveat for Mr. Ortel. I hope he is wearing his Kevlar undies these days, doesn't plan on flying in small airplanes, and isn't getting depressed.
Yes, there's a lot of wet work going on here.
Yeah.
You know, we're all talking about Seth Rich and the very obvious indications that it was an assassination. But Seth Rich was just one of five people, opponents of the Clintons or threats to the Clintons, witnesses against them, who all died under strange circumstances in the space of what, three and a half and 4 weeks?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was, they're in the dead bodies list, so go ahead and take a look.
And by the way, where is Hillary Clinton's computer person, Brian Pugliano?
I have not seen him. He may be sleeping with the fishes.
With the fishes, yeah.
Brian Pugliano sleeps with the fishes.
Yeah, that you know, we'll never know.
It's time to put his face on a milk carton.
I think that might not be a bad idea.
Yes.
Because people who get too close to the ugly reality of what the Clinton cartel is doing or has done have a tendency to wind up quite dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and I think I'm going to tease this because I know we're almost at a break.
Yeah, we have about 10 seconds.
Okay. Alex Jones gets the jump on Megyn Kelly. This is a funny story. And I think our audience is going to appreciate what this guy did.
And we'll be right back. Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And so Claire's got this story about Alex Jones and Megyn Kelly.
Oh.
And Megyn is in trouble. They gave her huge amounts of money.
Yeah.
And the show is just tanking.
It's
anyway,
tankorama.
It is.
She is in deep kimchi right now, which for those who don't know is cabbage that is pickled. Very, very favorite here. Alex Jones gets the jump on Megyn Kelly, leaks recordings to set the record straight. After NBC's Megyn Kelly lied to Alex Jones about the scope and purpose of an upcoming Father's Day airing of his sit-down interview for Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly, the InfoWars host set the record straight on Thursday night, preempting Kelly's segment with leaked recordings of their conversations before she could smear Jones on Sunday.
Good for Alex.
And here was
way
the,
to go,
here,
Alex.
Here was the setup.
Okay.
As Jones and Kelly began to discuss the details of the NBC interview, Kelly played the part of the earnest lawyer turned plucky journalist, batting her eyes and insisting her new show was about profiling interesting people so the public can get to know them better. And Alex didn't take any of that guff. And whatever you may think of Alex Jones, Miss Kelly discovered the following yesterday. She was not going to be allowed to publish ambush journalism against him, as she tried with Vladimir Putin.
I don't know. Was she wearing that same off-the-shoulder dress with the slit up to her belly button?
I don't know, dear. I wasn't really paying attention.
Well, Megan's in a lot of trouble. Apparently, they gave her something like $15 million on this contract.
Yep.
Her last show lost in the ratings against a rerun of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah,
and of course, the Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hoax people are up in arms for airing any show that calls into question the official story. And yet another sector, of course, is screaming at Megyn Kelly for her perceived legitimization of the independent media. Because in the corporate media's mind, we don't really exist. We're just a fantasy out there that crazy people believe in and subscribe to. Mm-hmm. And I think it was very good that Alex did get on the show for that very reason. It does help legitimize the independent media. We are a force to be reckoned with. Okay, let me fix this for you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Give a girl a mouse and she's a danger.
Thank you.
Okay, there we are.
Thank you.
But yeah, it does legitimize the independent media, and I'm glad Alex was able to evade the trap, much as Putin was able to.
Yeah.
Megan, again, she's trying to ambush journalism, but everybody now knows that's what she's up to.
That's her MO.
And I have a feeling her show is not going to be on the air much longer. NBC wanted controversy, and maybe this whole dust up with Alex Jones, they're hoping they'll get some viewership for this next episode, but I don't plan on tuning on in. I already know all about Sandy Hoax.
Yeah.
Frankly, I don't find Megan all that interesting to look at either. So I'm going to find something else to do in that time slot.
Yeah. And the one thing that they won't do, and that's so unfortunate with the corporate media, or prostitutes as we call them, it's tell America the truth. And that is what
this
country's...
That's their job.
I know.
And
it's
again,
to manage.
Going back to Mika Brzezinski, admitted on air, the job of the corporate media is to control what you are thinking. And the job of the independent media is to give you the information so you can decide for yourself.
In other words, with the independent media, we know that you have what my late grandfather used to call the horse sense, or the understanding to take data that you look at and make an intelligent, informed judgment and decision. And that's what I think separates out independent media from corporate.
Well, that's the way it was supposed to work. I mean, Thomas Jefferson used to say the highest duty of any citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. Unfortunately, sitting in front of a TV, reading a newspaper, or listening to the corporate news radio is not keeping you fully informed.
No.
They are feeding you only what will get you to think what they want you to think. And again, Mika Brzezinski openly admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to control what people are thinking. And I don't know about you. I don't want to have my brain being controlled by the corporate media, which is probably why I've been doing this as long as I've been doing it.
Right, okay. Right.
Yeah. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
Kid.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the Lady Claire here, story just now coming out over Fox News. Apparently, police have revealed that the Alexandria shooter, James Hodgkinson, apparently had a list on his person of specific Republican politicians' names. The names are not being released until they can notify these people and not let them get caught by surprise. But apparently this individual was just targeting Republicans, period, end of discussion there. All righty, so your next story, please.
Well, it hardly comes as a surprise to me. There was a WikiLeaks dump yesterday, and it confirmed that there has been advanced CIA software infecting Wi-Fi routers for years. Some routers from about 10 manufacturers, including Linksys, D-Link, and Belkin, can now be turned into covert listening posts that allow the CIA to monitor and manipulate incoming and outgoing traffic and infect connected devices.
After the show, I'm firing our router.
Okay.
You traitor.
I'm not surprised here, you know, because in current years, from the even before the Bush administration in 2000-2001, the unhinged surveillance states of America have morphed from the land of the free and the home of the brave to the land of the surveilled and the home of the cowed in many places. And I think that's a pretty sad situation.
Now, I want to make a point here, okay? Mm-hmm. When they're talking about what is in the routers, they're talking about what is in the firmware.
Yes.
In other words, what is burned into the router system, which means it's being done with the cooperation of the manufacturers of those routers.
Right.
And apparently, you know, once it's in, there's no way to get it out. It's not like you can do a patch or an update to the software. The firmware is there all the time. And it has been a reality ever since the end of World War II. They began to understand encryption was going to become much more complicated. And the lesson of Enigma was it can be very difficult to break, especially if you don't have the methodology. And the idea of backdooring encryption products did not originate with either Obama or Bush or any of those people. The first acknowledged incident of it goes back to a company called Crypto AG. And this was in, I think, the 1970s, 1980s, where this company in Europe was making an updated version based on the Enigma machine. And the owner of the company was paid a huge sum of money by the National Security Agency to put in a backdoor to their product. And it was a big stink. It was out in the book Puzzle Palace about some of the nefarious things they've been doing. But again, all of this allows the government to spy on the law-abiding citizen and has no effect on real criminals and real terrorists. Just like a gun ban only disarms the law-abiding citizen and won't affect the real criminals and the real terrorists. And we proved that with our NSA challenge. It is trivial to come up with a means of encryption that the NSA is not going to be able to break in any kind of a timely manner. You are, you know, despite their best cryptanalysts, it is going to take them a very, very long time, if ever, to be able to break these codes. Interesting little piece of trivia. Out in front of the NSA, they had an artist who built this sculpture. Wise use of taxpayer funds, I might add. And the sculpture basically incorporates several messages on it that are written in codes, of which, to my understanding, only one has been solved. And that message was written in a well-known established code system called the Vegenaire encryption, which, by the way, is also very simple, much simpler than the stuff I came up with for the 10,000 Monkeys code. The other messages have never been broken by anybody at the NSA. Supposedly, the solutions are in the safe of the director of the NSA for whatever reason. But again, that's why they're pushing all this backdoor stuff and trying to ban encryption. They lost that war. They really did lose that war. And again, if they can't find the ransomware writers and the cyber criminals, they don't stand a chance against a real terrorist group. That's just where it is right now.
Yep. There has been a lawsuit filed accusing a private prison company of illegally funding a Trump super PAC. Now, he's been pretty good for private prison executives, and after the Justice Department announced earlier this year that it would continue using private lockups, which is a complete reversal of an Obama policy announced in 2016, prison companies' stocks soared. Now, a campaign finance watchdog is suing to figure out whether one of these prison companies influenced the Trump's administration policy reversing by donating large sums of money to a pro-Trump super PAC during the 2016 presidential campaign. Mike, this is kind of troubling to me. I'll have to admit it, okay? Prisons, as they are engineered in the United States, and particularly private prisons, just flat don't work. And that is because conceptually they are based on failed, stupid, and broken notions of what prisons are supposed to do, which ultimately cannot possibly prepare former prisoners for returning successfully to the outside world.
Especially an outside world where there are no jobs.
Yeah, yeah. And therefore, the real lack of rehabilitation causes U.S. recidivism to absolutely skyrocket.
What was that Michael Moore movie where...
Where to Invade Next. I was just going to mention that.
All right.
The American penal system has never been quite sure if it wants to punish the prisoner or really get them rehabilitated in such a way that when the person goes back to their lives, hopefully to their families, their kids, their wives, that they're going to be able to turn the corner and not offend again. Now, in this documentary, Where to Invade Next, Michael Moore, and I have kind of a hug and a punch relationship with this guy for a lot of reasons that if you followed my work on Mike's blog will be pretty obvious. But he did a segment on a prison, a men's prison in Sweden. And you look at this place, it's like a dorm. The people were treated very humanely. And if you take a look at the relative recidivism between Sweden and the United States, it's apples to kumquats. You know, there's no comparison.
It was amazing to see this place because, you know, Michael Moore's walking around with the warden. Mm-hmm. There are no guards around them.
Yep.
It's like this little village out there. And they're talking to this other guy who just looks like just another ordinary person. And halfway through the interview, Michael Moore finds out that this guy is serving a sentence for murder. And they're all just standing around there, mm-hmm. and nobody's worried about they're going to be a problem of any kind.
Yeah.
And they do focus on training and getting these people back into their society. Mm-hmm. This whole prison factory issue... is a system that wants to keep prisoners as prisoners, to keep mm-hmm. them as effectively slave labor. And again, the problem I have with these slave labor prison factory complexes, first of all, there have been judges that have been caught accepting bribes from these prison companies mm-hmm. To send them prisoners with certain job skills that they need. Many of these companies have contracts with the state guaranteeing a minimum number of prisoners there, which is another incentive for cops to go on out and arrest people and give them stiff prison sentences for relatively minor crimes. And the other issue, of course, is that in any area of endeavor these prison factories are engaged in, they are a serious threat to similar activities run by law-abiding citizens, hiring law-abiding citizens, and paying them decent wages and salaries.
And the bottom line is that they can't compete with the prison labor.
They absolutely cannot. And as a result, many legitimate businesses are being driven out of business by this unfair competition.
And the other thing that bothers me so much about this is the school-to-prison freight train.
Yeah. That.
When you've got kids who are maybe having hard times at home and, you know, once they sentence a kid, a really young, let's say juvenile, to a private prison, that's the kiss of death for that child's future. You know, and I wish that we would move heaven and earth, A, to get kids out of a bad situation if they're in school and they're having trouble or causing trouble, get them into an environment where they're going to be taken care of better, but not put them into prison, because this stamps a kid for life. And I mean, I cannot tell you the statistics about murder of juveniles in these prisons. It's awful, Mike. It shouldn't be happening.
Not just juveniles.
Yeah.
I mean, considering it's a prison, there's a lot of crime going on in there. A lot of illegal drug use.
Yep.
The guards are bribed and compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is. American prisons are starting to be as bad as the one depicted in the movie Midnight Express.
Yeah.
The Turkish prison.
Oh, boy.
And... Yeah. You know, there's also a hideous problem with contagious diseases being passed around. It's not a good system. And again, I also have a hug and a punch relationship with Michael Moore. But what he showed in Where to Invade Next really dovetails very nicely with HBO's The Newsroom, the debut episode, where the character Will McAvoy is saying, "We're not the greatest nation on earth anymore." And it was one of the most honest moments on American television in decades, to come on out and say that. No, we're not the greatest nation on earth. The only greatness we have is the ability to kill more of our fellow human beings than anybody else.
Yeah.
We don't have a great economy. We've abandoned our ability to go out into space. We're trying to get that back right now. Poor quality medical care, poor quality education, and I'm going to go ahead and repost that if it's still available. I think HBO did a copyright takedown on it, and they shouldn't have because it was a great promo for the show.
The next thing I'd like to talk about is why, after Trump labeling Qatar a source of terrorism and terroristic funding, why America sold military jets to Qatar. Unlike Iran, which has the biggest military in the wider Middle East, the military might of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, for all the money they lavish on arms, is broadly incompetent and incapable.
Well, look how poorly Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen with all their advanced weapons. They're not motivated fighters.
No. The average citizens of the small kingdom of Qatar, let alone the larger Saudi Arabia, are simply not equipped for serious, let alone long-term military combat. So, as we have noted, the United States has just completed a sale of military hardware, including fighter jets, to the pseudo-isolated Qatari government in a deal worth $12 billion, which comes just on the heels of Trump characterizing Qatar as a terrorist-sponsoring state.
Well, terrorism comes and terrorism goes, but you know, when we sell weapons, it's good for the economy.
Yeah, oh, war is good.
And again, these are actually older aircraft. They're F-15s, which are no longer considered the mainstay of America's Air Force, although maybe they were a little hasty selling them when you hear about all these problems with the oxygen systems on the F-22, the F-35, and now the F-18.
Oh, those are just really horrible. I'd like to go over to another piece I linked to today, and it was a CBS anchor blaming Trump's tweets for the congressional baseball field shooting. I am not making this up.
No, I believe you. I'm seeing all this nonsense all over the place here.
The guy's name is Scott Pelley from CBS News. Asking the question last night. His English is a little questionable. Were the congressional shootings self-inflicted? To prove his case, Pelley didn't cite the endless barrage of violent protests by leftists in the streets or Democratic politicians calling for resistance. Instead, Pelley called into question President Trump's tweets, especially one that said the enemy of America was the media, and that was the millstone from which killers like Hodgkinson drew energy to activate into seditious violence.
That is a bit of a reach when you're out there saying that Trump's criticism of the corporate media is the reason this Democrat went on a shooting rampage.
And I have something that did get me very fired up, and I did a little bit of digging into this guy's background. Sometimes people and things are not quite what they seem. When corporate media does not tell the truth, it becomes the enemy of the American people. And the American people... the American media, pardon me, has been utterly devious at not telling the truth, although that's becoming a lot harder to do with the rising of the independent media. You can always...
Mea culpa.
Yes, mea culpa too in my own little way. You can always count on the corporate prostitutes to do their jobs and regurgitate precisely what the government tells them to. Remember when they told us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction as the lie to kick off the war against Iraq? Remember when they told us that Afghanistan had to be invaded because of 9/11 and Osama bin Laden? Those were simply lies spun on a then rather innocent and somewhat gullible country to kick off two horrific wars in which, by the way, we are still participating. SecDef Mathis has just ordered another 4,000 troops for Afghanistan and only knows what's really happening on the ground in Iraq. The blood and money spent on these wars have been unconscionable and immoral in the extreme. And I found out that Pelley was embedded in Afghanistan for about a decade. And there was an article, A Decade of Reporting from Afghanistan. Now, please remember, CBS is one of the biggest CIA assets ever.
Well, all the networks are.
Yeah.
And it was at CBS where the CIA tried to recruit me, but I had this terrible streak of morality, which made me unsuited for employment.
So I have an observation I would like to share with our listeners and readers about Mr. Pelley. So right now, anything he chooses to say about the horrific assassination attempts in Virginia would be immediately tainted and extremely questionable for having been a willing operative for CBS, again, a CIA asset, issuing reports engineered to sell the war in Afghanistan to Americans as a good war, no matter the cost in blood and money. And that gets me that gets me angry. I don't think that, you know, he has his right to be able to say, but we at the same time as American citizens, understanding what the guy's background was in Afghanistan, have every right not to believe him.
When we don't even need to know his background.
Yeah.
The statement makes no sense. Trump criticizes the media, and that triggers a Democrat to go on a shooting spree. There is no linkage. And everybody listening to that, they're going to say, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It just flat out doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's absurd on the face of it. But they're out there trying to launch this campaign against Trump. And by the way, it's failing. You know, all of the non-corporate media polls are showing that Americans are supporting Trump, that they really do think that all of this Russia bashing and everything is a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting the traction they need to move forward with the war against Russia. CNN had that huge embarrassment where they got together a panel to raise your hands.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
And raise your hand if Trump is lying, and it blew up in their faces. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our Pauhana Friday program here, heading into the weekend. Claire, you had another story you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I did, from blacklistednews.com. And the title of the article is When Generals Make Policy from Tactics to Strategy to Political Decision. And it goes on to state that the U.S. has a bit of a problem with the former Marine General Mattis as Secretary of Defense. And the reason is that Mattis is good about thinking tactics, not necessarily about strategy.
And I think that's accurate.
They're talking about the situation in Afghanistan, and allegedly he's going to throw in another 4,000 troops. It makes little sense to send additional troops when one does not know what the strategy is they will have to serve. There is no other way to end the war in Afghanistan other than to simply pull out of it. The racket that the war has become can only be stopped by such a grand strategic decision. Sending troops before deciding on strategy practically guarantees that the choice of a pullout will be excluded from all the evaluated possibilities.
Well, the choice of a pullout is already excluded because of the oil pipeline right-of-way.
Yes.
And the opium poppies.
And the minerals.
And the lithium, especially there. So leaving Afghanistan is not on the cards. If they can't totally conquer the country, they're just going to keep on pouring our young people in there to garrison the place until the oil and opium and lithium and rare earth minerals run on out.
Which means
we've already been in Afghanistan 15 years.
It's 16, hasn't it?
It's coming up on
16. Yeah.
I thought it was 15 years on. And no end in sight. We've been in Afghanistan longer than we were in World War I and World War II put together.
Yeah.
And the American people are sick and tired of it. But again, in that larger context of a plan to invade so many countries across the globe, they can't lose anywhere or be seen to lose anywhere because that would derail the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Mattis is doing another surge, but they've done surges before with no results other than a lot of American kids coming back in coffins and wheelchairs.
It does concern me. And also what I'm seeing in terms of the movement of the deep state in the unhinged surveillance states of America, just wanting to go toward a war against Russia and China. And the timing of this right now, Michael, is really lousy. Because right now, our American military doesn't have the weaponry, the troop strength, the manufacturing, or the money to ensure a positive outcome to such wars.
Well, unfortunately, I think most of the people in Washington, D.C. are caught up in this idea that the U.S. Has never lost a war, which is not accurate, of course.
No.
We certainly didn't win in Vietnam.
No.
We never won in North Korea. And we certainly, contrary to what you see in film and TV shows, we didn't exactly win World War I and World War II all by ourselves.
No, we had help.
In fact, we waited until we saw which side was going to win and then hopped on. Certainly in the ongoing series of wars, we can't exactly declare victory in so many places like Afghanistan. We haven't won there. We haven't really won in Iraq.
Nope.
We are not winning in Syria. Mm-hmm. We are not winning in Libya. And that is just the reality here. Okay, there's the music. It's time for Claire and I to get on out of here. We got errands to do, things to do, going into the weekend here.
Yeah.
Have a really good weekend. We're going to be back here on Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show, The National Intel Report. Please share everything you learn here with everybody that you know. We still have a chance to derail this rush to a potentially nuclear world war. So have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.